Evening. We are on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amud. So, we are continuing with our discussion about two different types of chametz. We're speaking about Tarevis chametz and chametz Noksha. Either the first four examples in the Mishnah were examples of Chametz b'tarevis, we spoke about Kutach HaBavli, Sheikh HaMadi, Chametz HaBemi, Zesma Mitzri, where you have real Chametz, Chametz and proper Chametz, but it got mixed into a tarevis. And then we gave three examples of Chametz Noksha, where it was Chametz where the Chimutz process began, it stopped, it was impeded, and it's not really considered to be properly edible. And we said at the end of the Mishnah, we also spoke about Tachshitin Noshim. So it says the Gemara, two lines in the bottom, Tachshitin Noshim, Reb Lezer, we have Tachshitin Noshim, Tachshitin Noshim, Salka Daitach, meaning Rashi says, Hukchal Srak Besamim, Shutelis Betzavarein, Lariach, Omei Chametz Ikar. We don't quite understand where is the Chametz content in regular women's makeup. Says the Gemara, Ema af tipule noshim. We are speaking here about various creams which women use to remove hair, excess unwanted hair. Ema af tipule noshim. Damar vidam rab benes yisrael shegiu lepirkin vayegiu leshanim. If you have young girls who they are starting to have hair on their body, if they're not quite of the age where they should be having hair on their body, vayegiu leshanim. So there were different ways of removing the unwanted hair. So we say that the Bnei Sashirim are take place a son Bistalis. So they would remove it with some type of mixture made of fine flour. Take place a son Bistalis. Bnei Malachim. Bnei Saniyim, excuse me, take place a son Bistit. So the poorer girls would use some type of a cream which was made of lime. The Bnei Sashirim, Tevis, and Beselis, they would use something made of fine flour. And Bnei Malachim, Beshemen Hamar. They would use Shemen Hamar. Shenema, Shish Chadashim, Beshemen Hamar. Good. So that, when we speak about in the Mishnah, about another example of Chametz Noksha, so we're speaking about Tachshit Yanashim, specifically creams which were used to remove body hair, which had salus inside it, it had flour inside, and that's what it means by Tachshit Yanashim. Says the Gemara, my Shemen Hamar, what does Shemen Hamar mean? Rav Huna Bar Yirmiya Omar Satchas. It is Satchas. If you look at Rashi four lines down, Satchas, Rashi says, Loi Isparish. Not clear what that means. He quotes here on the side, Uba Menachas Pirish Rashi Shukarin Balisma, some type of a balsam of sorts. Al Kopanim, Shemen Hamar was what the Bnei Malachim would use to remove unwanted hair. Like we find, let's just get to the two dots and we'll come back in a second. Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba Amar Shemen Zayi Shalehevi Shlish. What is Shemen Hamar? It's referring to olive oil, which was harvested before it was one third ripe. See, we find in many places that one third is usually the point at which we say that the fruit or the item is properly viable. Less than one third is not considered to be a true representation of the thing. So you took it before it was shleihivi shlish, before it was one third. Tanya b'daimer an piknin shemen zay shleihivi shlish. It's called an piknin v'lama sachani. So what do they? Why do they smear it on themselves? Meisha meisha sasei ramadin sabas. It removes the hair. And it shines, brightens, it is good for the skin. Interesting, a little bit of a digression, but an interesting discussion nevertheless. There's an interesting diyun. We begin Shevivim today, and many have a minute to learn Hilchas Nida during these weeks. So this is a little bit related to that. There is a shach in Hilchas Nida, where the Shach quotes a Behag, it's in Kufsadi Chesed Katan Yudalid, where the Giras of the Behag is Amr of Yehuda Kol Hashmanim Ein Chitzitzim Chutz Mishemen Hamar. All types of oil are not considered to be a chatzitza by tefillas nashim, with the exception being shem and hamar. Now, this shach and this gemara was very important, potentially. Question was asked to Rav Moshe Halberstam as to women who they have parts of their body which they cannot get wet, but they need to go to the mikvah. There the discussion was their ears and so on, and he advised to take oil and put oil on that section of the body which cannot get wet, where it's a sakana to get wet, and again in a situation where there's nothing else available and so on. And after all, the Gemara says the Shach B'Shem the Bahag, he has the gears in the Gemara, Amr of Yudah Kama Shmanim Ein Chitzim Chutz Mishem and Hamar. And he says, "Masaka Bahag Shenagu Benoyis Yisrael Ba'atzim She'ein Sochi Shemen B'Shas Atfila Kolikar." I mean, Lamaisa, the minig is not to use shemen. You don't have shemen on your body at the time. You don't do so. Says Rav Moshe Halberstam. Okay, so ideally you shouldn't have shemen. We know we passed in like the Ramah, that the Ramah says even things which are not considered to be a chatzitza, so we remove the chatchila, we remove everything. But says Rav Moshe Halberstam, in a situation where one is unable because of a potential sakana, so then you don't, you know, kol shas hadchak kibidi evid dami, as the poskim say. So in a shas hadchak, we look at what is a chatzitza, what's not a chatzitza. So he says you could use it. That is the psak of Rav Moshe Halberstam. Others are masig, and they say no. They say, very interesting, they say, what is the difference between shem and hamar and other shmanim? They say that the difference is that shemen, regular shemen, was put on women for the sake of noy, where shemen hamar, like our Gemara says, was there to remove hair. It wasn't put on for the sake of noy. And therefore nowadays, when women don't apply oil on their body in normal circumstances, as perhaps was more common in former times, so therefore, this is not something which women usually have on themselves, and therefore maybe this is something which should be considered to be a chatzitza, and therefore that should, it's not necessarily an etzah of what Rav Moshe Halberstam writes himself, quotes those who are chaylik on him, and he disagrees, and he says, Lamais the Shach brings it, and you know, to say there's a difference between, I mean, yes, I mean, the Gemara tells us that Shemen Amara was used to remove hair and so on, but Lamais, to the extent that the Shach brings it, the Sidri Tyre brings it, the Lechem Esimla, which is much more recent, and they don't seem to make a distinction between what was used with Zman Chazal and nowadays, and therefore that is the psak of Rav Moshe Halberstam, again, loosely related to this Gemara. Good. Says the Gemara Baito. Zeh Aklal, we said, Kol Shehu Mimin Dagon. Yeah, we'd have to know exactly what is Shemen Hamar, and here we're saying that there is a machlekes as to what Shemen Hamar is in a Chanami.
According to Ravuna, it is actually Setakat. Setakat here, according to the group Nachot, it says it is Ke'afar Simon.
Yes, yeah, I mean, it's correct. I mean, that might be what balisma means, what the Rashi says, Menachas. Yeah, and we'd have to know exactly what it is, or at least maybe if we know what it definitely is not, then at least we could rely on that also. Good, so we said, Zakal Kolshim Mindogan. So we said, towards the end of the Mishnah, that if it's a Mindogan, Hareza Eberbap, meaning the two types of chametz that we're discussing in our Mishnah, i.e. chametz b'tarevus, as well as chametz noksha, this somewhat inedible chametz, we said there is a lav, but there's no karis. Tanya, Amr b'yishur v'chim achish, shenina kol shu min dagan hareza eber b'pesach, lama manu chachamim es elu. So why do we need these various examples, kut chabavli, zeisma mitzri, and so on? You know, tell us the klal, and you know, from the klal we'll be able to apply it to all the myriad cases. It says the Gemara, "Kadeshi yehiragil behen ubishmeisayin." There is merit to knowing the names. There is merit to familiarizing yourself with what is kutachabavli and what is zaysama mitzri. Says the Gemara, "Kiha dahava dahu barma rava ikla lebavel." There was someone from Eretz Yisrael traveled to Bavel. Have a bisabade, and he had meat with him. He was going to sit down to a fleshigasuda. Amarlahu, he said, Kravuli maschilta. I would like a condiment with my meat. Shamadakamri, Kravuli kutach. He heard the waiter or someone say, bring him some kutach. He was in Bavel, so they were about to bring him some kutach habavli. Cave in the Shama kutach pirish. Once he heard that they were about to bring him kutach, and he knows that kutach is made with chalav, so he was pirish. So fascinating. So the Gemara is saying the reason why the Tana, the Mishnah, told us kutach habavli, zeisim amitzri, and all these things, is it's kedai to know, because you never know what you might be served, and if you have a bekias in the various dishes, that might come in handy one day. Okay, we said Hare Elu Be'azhara. Now, what the Gemara is going to do, to pretty much towards the end of the Amud and beyond, is, as we mentioned, our Mishnah is telling us, is speaking about two different types of chametz. I mean, we've got, let's speak it out. We've got regular, classical, proper chametz. If one eats it on Pesach, Karis. Then we have chametz b'taravis. So you've got, as we'll see in Rashi in a minute, you've got, let's say, a chametz which is dissolved, you have some barley, it's dissolved, it's not really be'en, and so on. It's chametz b'taravis, which is a lower level. And then you also have chametz nuksha, where it's not a taravis of chametz, but the chimutz process began, it didn't finish, and it's not properly edible. It's not really edible. So the question is, with these two, with the two last cases which we're discussing, chametz b'taravis and chametz nuksha, number one, we want to know what's the source of their osur. Number two, which of the two is worse? Because in theory, each of them has got a chumrah and a kula when you think about it. In other words, chametz b'taravis, it's perfectly edible. I mean, people have this kutach habavli and so on, notwithstanding what we learned yesterday that it's bad for several things in your body, but nevertheless, it's edible. So that is its milah. The chisaron, or the kula, I should say, is that, there's not much chametz over here, right? It's nimoyach, it's not be'en, it's not really nikar. When you get to chametz nuksha, the chumra is that it's like the chametz itself. The kula is that it's not properly edible, it's not really edible. So which of the two is going to be more chumra? And if I say one, do I automatically know the other with a kol shekein? And it's very interesting. We're going to see in the Gemara, Machlekes Amoraim, Mamish Sfaras Hafuchas. One Amora is going to say, well, if I know chametz nuksha is asa kol shekein, chametz b'taravis is asa. One's going to say, if I know chametz b'taravis is asa kol shekein, chametz nuksha is going to be asa. In a Mamish Fakertas Sfaras. And the question is going to be also, what exactly, where is the source? Where do we know that these things, what is the source from all of the various Slavin and Isurim which we have? Where do we learn these various dinim from? And the Gemara is going to get into, Agav, a very interesting discussion, that if we don't learn out Chametz Nuksha and Chametz B'taravis from one of these words, one of these psukim, we're actually going to use it to teach us the source that Nashim are Muzharis in the Isuri Chametz, which is also a big chiddush. We know that in general women are Muzharis in all Lavin equally to men. But here it is a tzad to say that women are pturois from all of the lavin of Pesach. That's today that we have a havamina to say that women, that women can have chametz for Pesach, kamash malon. So that's going to be what the sig is about. So let's see. So we said Hare Elu Ba'azhara. Hare Elu Ba'azhara, meaning the cases of our Mishnah, two cases, chametz b'taravis and chametz nuksha, man tana da chametz dog and gomer alyidei taravis. So, in other words, it was a real chametz gomor, but now it's nisarev. V'nuksha, or case number two, this chametz nuksha, be'enei, it's not b'taravis, it's be'en, but it's nuksha, belav, that there's only a lav, there is a lav, and there is no karis. Who's the town of our Mishnah? Am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, so says Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir. And as we said, we're going to show in Rabbi Meir that he has found a case that chametz nuksha is asa. If chametz nuksha is asa, then avadi no chametz b'taravis. That's going to be a davar poshet in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, d'tanya, siur yisarif. Now let's just get our jargon clear over here. We have sa'ar, which we've spoken about up until now, which is leaven. And we said that sa'ar is leaven or sourdough, something which is very strong, something which is able to be machmitz other isais. That is sa'ar. Se'ar, se'ar is something which is, it's the beginnings of the chimutz process. And we're going to have a machlokes tanayim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to what is considered to be seor and what is considered to be proper chametz. And we're going to have a machlokes later on in Memches as to various signs, meaning initially what happens to the dough is it takes on a bit of a pale color, and then cracks start to form within the dough, and then the cracks are interlaced and they kind of go over them. And at which stage do we say, oh, this is seor, it's also you need to get rid of it, but it's not chametz gomer? At which stage do we say it's chametz gomer? And what is chametz gomer for one tana might only be considered to be seor according to the other tana, and so on. But one thing which we're going to see, and Rashi is going to say, is that seor is going to be synonymous with chametz noksha, meaning the chimutz has begun, but it's not quite there yet, it's not really edible. So when we speak about seor in this discussion, it's going to be analogous to chametz noksha. So let's see. Rabbi Meir, Tanya, seor yisarif, burn it, v'nus m'lekal boy, you can be nana from it. The Gemara is going to say it doesn't make any sense, we'll see. V'ha'eichlein, someone who eats it, v'arbayim, gets malchus. So before we go any further, ha'gul v'kasha, Amr seor yisarif, he said you have to burn it, alma asir b'hanah, v'hadetani v'nus m'lekal boy, alma mutabanah. I mean, giving it to one's kelev is the classical sign, it's the classical way of saying it's mutabano. So what do you mean to say? So we mean to say like this. Seor yisarif the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, whatever is halachically deemed and classified as seor, that it's got this initial stage of the chimutz, mark the islay, whatever it is in Rabbi Meir, according to Meir, you need to burn it. According, once you reach the stage of seer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to burn it. Now, that's one din. Now, another din. The second din in the braisa of a nation name of Nekalboy, that it's Mutubahana, that is seer de Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda, who has a more makel shita as to at what stage does something become Sayer, at what stage is one something become chametz? So that which Rabbi Meir, the Machmir, deems as Sayer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not yet at that stage. So that's the way you have to learn the second line in the Brayis. I mean, Sayer Yisari, Mark the Isli. V'noisni lekalboy is that which Rabbi Meir calls Sayer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not yet Sayer, Memela still Mutabana, and therefore one is able to give it to one's Caliph. Again, Venezuela, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda. That which Rabbi Meir classifies Sayer, you could give it to Rabbi Yehuda's Caliph, so to speak. And finally, and someone who eats that would get Malchus Arboyim, Asan, the Rebbe Meir. That again seems to be going like Rebbe Meir. So let's see a couple of Rashi's before we see the actual Rai of the Gemara. So let's go to about 10 lines down from Man Tana. Rashi says, Man Tana the Masvizim the Isli Hamid Dog and Gomor. Shinis Ari Biminacher the Aina the En Shmi Moyach. And Rashi is learning and understanding the first four cases of the Mishnah is chametz b'tarovis, and it's not be'en, and it is mimoyach. And the Pnei Yeshua and others say this is Shittas Rashi, that's dafka in such a fashion where it's not be'en, it is mimoyach, it's dissolved, and so on. That's one example in the Mishnah. Even before, happened before. If it happened afterwards, then it'd be much more chomer. That's one example. Inami chametz nuksha. What is that? Chametz nuksha ra. The isi be'ene, on the one hand, it's be'en. On these two types of chametz, muzharin ala achilasi b'lav, tektani masis, and kutuch abav, the shech ramadi, the avi chametz dog and gomor, el shazar, v'davar acher, v'tachshiv nashim be'ene hu, avon nukshu hu, Deina Rela Achila, and those two types of chametz, Uktani Bazara Da'i Ralein Balav. So be it chametz Petarevis, be it chametz Nuksha, there is a lav. So we said, what is this Sior? We said, Shalin is chametz called Sarkit, the chametz has not finished. Sior of Pligumas is the Rebimere, Karisir Eshech Sivu Panav, it starts to get white. So that's the beginning of the chimutz. Rabbi Yehuda Harei Seir Shis Choli Sadik Kvar stuck in that, and it's once it starts to get cracks, Kikarne Hagavim, like the horns, the karnayim of grasshoppers, Echlekan, Echlekan, and so on. Avlechziv Upanov. But if it's merely a pale color, Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a problem. Matzihi, that's fine. You can eat that. That's matzah. Rabbi Meir, once it's Karne Hagavim. Now that's chametz gomor, that's got a proper karis on it, and so on. Now, and let's skip a couple of rashis. We said the third statement in the braisa. We said malchus arboim asan l'Rabbi Meir, kolim l'Rabbi Meir ha'ichle l'seir zeh. One who eats this seir, shavu de matzah b'hana. Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to be, benefit from it, but according to Rabbi Meir, if you would eat that. Say because Arbayim Al Mishaminin Leil Rebbe Meir, the Islay Chademehani Tarti the Mastis, in at least one of the two cases of our Mishnah, the Ka'amar Nuksha, Be'ene Belav. So we're bringing a Raya that Rebbe Meir is the one who says Chametz Nuksha has a Lav, Kagoin Seyor de Nukshahu. So Rashi says very clearly that Sior means Chametz Nuksha, the Ein Arei L'Achila, Hoyel V'Hechametz Ktsas, Holy Gomer, the Chametz began, it didn't finish, and so on. Well, the Chametz Isa Zacheris K'Sa'or Nami Lehazi. It's not Sa'or either, don't get confused with Sa'or, and so on. There is a lav. So, the kids, what have we done? We are on a mission. We're trying to understand who's the Tan of our mission who says, if there is a mitigating factor, either it's chametz petarevis, it's edible, but it's petarevis, or it's chametz nuksha, it's inedible, the chimutz process began, hasn't finished, there's a lav, and there's no karis. Rav Yehuda says, v'shem rav, it's going to be mayor. We're speaking here about seer, which we are saying is in essence a type of chametz nuksha. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, that Shamin and Leila Rebbe Meir Nuksha Be'enei Balav. If so, we see that Rebbe Meir says that Chametz Nuksha is Balav. The Kol Shegin Chametz Dagan Gomer Adei Tarovis. So says Rav Yehuda, who is the Tan of our Mishnah, who says that there's a Lav, there's no Karis. It's Rebbe Meir. Why? Because I found that Rebbe Meir asks Chametz Nuksha. He asks the chametz nuksha, but sure he's going to ask the chametz b'tarevis. That is Rav Yehuda. So again, in the world of Rav Yehuda, chametz b'tarevis is more chomor. So chametz nuksha is aser. The shor b'tarevis, when it's edible, is aser. Rav Nachman says fakert. Rav Nachman Amar, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Rebbe Eliezeri. The Tanyal chametz dog and gomor. Real, proper, genuine chametz anishkaris. Al Eruv, if it's only Chametz B'Tarevis, like Kutach HaBavli, let's say, then it's Balav, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. So that's what we're going to be focusing on. We quote now, V'Chachamim Mermim, Chametz Dagan Gomer Anishkaris, Al Eruv, B'Lei Klum, which we're going to come back to. Be'al Koponim, what did Rebbe Eliezer say? If you have a Tarevis of Chametz, there's a Lav. V'Shamin and Leila Rebbe Eliezer, that Chametz Dagan Gomer Al Yidei Tarevis Balav. Well, once I found that Rebbe Eliezer says chametz b'tarevis is balav, well, kol shekei nuksha be'ene, for sure chametz nuksha. So mamish svaris afuches, according to Rav Yehuda, if I found that Rebbe Meir asks nuksha kol shekei chametz b'tarevis, according to Rav Nachman, if I found that Rebbe Eliezer asks chametz b'tarevis kol shekei chametz nuksha, that's pretty much what the Gemara is going to speak out. Rav Nachman, my time, Aleyam Karav Yehuda. Why do you want to say that the Tana the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and it's going to, like Rav Yehuda said, Amlacha, no. The fact that Rabbi Meir asks his Chametz Nuksha, tell me, Adkan Lekam Rabbi Meir Hasamela Nuksha, Be'ene, because it's Be'ene. It's the thing itself, it's the Chametz itself. Chametz Dog and Gamal De Tarevis, maybe that's more Gal, Loi. And so too, Rav Yehuda says the same thing the opposite way. Rav Yehuda might say, Malei Amak Rav Nachman. Armalcha Ad Kan Lekamer Rebbe Eliezer Hasem Ela Hamid Dog and Kamalai De Tarovis. When did Rebbe Eliezer say what he said? Only with real, proper, already pre-existing Chametz Gomer, albeit the Tarevis of Nuksha, where it never quite became Chametz in the first place. Of Nuksha Be'enei Bloyomer, he never said it. So we have, as we said, a machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman as to who is the Tana of the Mishnah. According to Rav Yehuda, the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, because we found that Rabbi Meir asks Chametz Nuksha, calls again Chametz Ayde Tarovis, Chametz Gomer Ayde Tarovis. According to Rav Nachman, it's going to Rav Eliezer, because we found that Rav Eliezer asks Chametz Gomer Ayde Tarovis, calls again, he would ask Chametz Nuksha. Tanika Vasi de Rav Yehuda, Kol Machmetzes Leise Chelo. Pazik says, Kol Machmetzes Leise Chelo. So what is Kol coming to be Marba? Kol Machmetzes Leise Chelo. The rabbis, Kutachabavli, Sheikh Ramadi, Chemetz Adami, Zisma Mitzri. So these are examples of Chametz Bitarevis. I mean, it was real Chametz, and it just got mixed. Either you took wheat, and you mixed it with a milky thing, or you took barley, and you mixed it with the various drinks, and so on. It's Chametz Bitarevis. Now, Yachol Yehei Anish Kareis. I might think that there's going to be Kareis in Chametz Bitarevis. Talmud Lamer, ki kolech chametz v'nechrasa. The different pasuk says, if you eat chametz, we're making a distinction between chametz and machmetzes. Chametz means the real thing, the real deal, proper chametz. Machmetzes is a taravis. So al chametz, so we say, ki kolech chametz v'nechrasa, al chametz dog and gomor, anish kareis, al eruva ibalav. Fine, says the Gemara. Man shames lay the amar al eruva ibalav. So, which Tana have we seen that explicitly said taravis chametz? There is a lav. Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer was the one. That's Rav Nachman quoted Rebbe Eliezer, who spoke about a case of chametz b'taravis being a lav. And what does it say over here? Dafka chametz b'taravis is balav. The ilu nuksha be'enei leika amar, and we don't see any reference made to chametz nuksha being included. Shmamina nuksha l'Rabbi Lezer lesleis. It's a raya to Rav Yehuda that in Rabbi, according to Rabbi Lezer, dafka chametz b'taravis is aser, not chametz nuksha. Now the obvious question is Tesis's question over here. You bring your raya to Rav Yehuda by saying that, oh, we have a Tana over here who answers Chametz B'Tarovis, but he doesn't answer Chametz Nuksha. Who is the Tana who answers Chametz B'Tarovis? Rabbi Eliezer. And it doesn't mention Chametz Nuksha. Shkayach. But according to Rav Nachman, he said Madach Chametz B'Tarevis is also Kol Shekin Chametz Nuksha is also. So maybe it wasn't necessary for him to mention Chametz Nuksha because that's a Kol Shekin. So well, what Bechlal is your raya? Very very shram Pashav Shat. What is the raya? Let's just see the answer. We'll speak it out. V'yishleimer no. The E Kol Shekin who? What do you want to tell me? You want to tell me that if this Tana asks Chametz B'Tarevis, Kol Shekin he asks Chametz Nuksha. If that's Pshat, the Kol Shekinu, Havili Lemisne, you should have told me that. Lashmin and Delespe Kares. Meaning, let's think over here, let's examine the way with which the Brisa is going. The Brisa tells me over here, Kol Machmetzes Leisechelu, Larabbeis, Kutachabavli, Sheikh Hamadi, and so on. I might think that this Kares. So in other words, I might think that these things are chomer enough that there's an issa kares if one consumes them. Kamashmon, there's no kares. Now, if you're telling me that chametz nuksha is more chomer than chametz b'taravis, so surely you should have told me that even by chametz nuksha there's not going to be any kares. Because if the agenda of the braisa is to tell me cases where there's no kares and there's only a lav, surely it should have told me the most chomor thing that you might have thought would have kares, because it's so chomor, kamash malan, and there's only going to be a lav. So it doesn't help to say that logically, says Tesis. Again, one more time, let's just speak this out. We have a machlekes between a Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Who is the town of our Mishnah who asks Balav, Chametz Petarevis, and Chametz Nuksha? Rav Yehuda said it's going like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir asks Nuksha, Kol Shekein Petarevis. Rav Nachman says it's Rabbi Lezer. He asks Chametz Petarevis, Kol Shekein Chametz Nuksha. Says the Gemara, I've got a Braisa like Rav Yehuda, insofar as the Braisa asks Chametz Petarevis. Says the Gemara, who's the Tana who asks Chametz Petarevis? Rabbi Eliezer, and it doesn't mention Nuksha. And don't tell me it's a Kol Shekein, because if it's more Chomer, surely all the more reason it should have included it to tell me that, notwithstanding the fact that it's more Chomer, there's no Kares. Elamai, you can't say that. In which case, we have a Raya, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Chametz B'Tarevis is more Chomer, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer, who asked Chametz B'Tarevis, did not ask her Chametz Nuksha. That is the Raya which the Gemara wants to say. Shemayim Nuksha, or Blazer, Leslie. Fine. Now, the Gemara is going to get into the source. The source as to where do we know exactly these Lavin, the source of these Yisurin, the Rebbe Eliezer. So we said now, according to Eliezer, Chametz is Asbet Arevis, is not going to be an Issa Chametz Nuksha. Rebbe Eliezer, Eruvay Balav Menali. So what exactly is the source of Chametz B'Tarevis? If you look at Rashi, three lines before the bottom, Rashi says, from the bottom Rashi says, Eruvay Balav Menali, Pshita Mida'afki Baloshin Machmetzes. Meaning, if the Gemara is going to basically rhetorically speak out and say, look, clearly it's got to be that Chametz B'Tarevis is expressed in the Pasuk, not by the word chametz, but by the word machmetzes. So to the extent that that's going to be the source, that chametz b'tarevis is aser, because it uses the lashon of machmetzes, why stop and say that there's only a lav and there's no kares? When we find a lashon of machmetzes, not only in reference to a simple leis asei, but even in reference to kares. So the Gemara is speaking out, and the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Rav Lezer, Eruvi Balav Minale, Dichsiv Kamachmetzes Leisichelu, Iachi Karis Nami Lechayiv, Toksiv Kikol Eichel Machmetzes Vinichrusa. So, by the same token, by the same expression of Machmetzes, which teaches me a Tarevis, and you tell me lav, so why did you stop with a lav? Why is there no Karis also? Meaning, just to get our Pesukim clear. So we have Pasuk Chaf, which says Kol Machmetzes Leisachelu, a regular lav, and we have a couple of psukim earlier, five psukim earlier. It says Ki Kol Eichel Chametz. It speaks about Machmetzes. I'm sorry. It says in Pasuk Yitzes. Excuse me. Ki Kol Eichel Machmetzes V'Nechrosa Nefeshahi. So, like the Gemara, he carries nami lechayiv doksev ki kol eichel machmetzes v'nichrusa. So that is the kasha on Rebbe Eliezer. Says the Gemara, no, that pasuk in pasuk Yud Tes, which says ki kol eichel machmetzes v'nichrusa, haumi boilei lechadetanya. It's needed for the following. The way the Gilgan says the Gilgan should be is like this: chametz ein liyela shnis chametz me'elav. Machmas davar acher minayin. I don't know that it became chametz chametz through something else, that it's also going to be aser. Talmud lemer kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrusa. So you know what I do with that pasuk of machmetzes in reference to kares? It's being used to teach me that if it's machmetzes, machmas davar acher. If it's nischametz, machmas davar acher. So, Reg the Gemara, well, if so, Iachi, even the simple pasuk of the lav, Iachi the lav nami lahachi hu de asa. Meaning, if every time it says the word machmetzes, it's needed to tell me that if it's nischametz machmes davar acher, so then, even the gabi the lav also, meaning I shouldn't even know chametz b'tarevis is included in lav, because I need chametz to tell me chametz is also a lav, and machmetzis is the tami chametz which was nischametz machmas davar acher is balav. I still don't have a source which tells me tarevis chametz. So says the Gemara, you're right. Ella. Ella time of the Rebbe Eliezer, that if you have a tarevis chametz, there is an isalav. Ella time of the Rebbe Eliezer, mi kol. It's learned that from the word kol. It says kol machmetzis loisechelu. It's not from the machmetzis shaboy, it's from the kol shaboy. Kol tells me not only chametz, not only this chametz machmas davar acher, but even a tarevis chametz is also going to be included. Mikol, frag the Gemara. Oh, yeah, if you're going to start to dash the word kol. So when you get into the previous pasuk which speaks about kores, what does it say? Ki kol oichal machmetzes v'nechusen nefeshei. So why don't you once again dash the word kol to tell me that even chametz b'tarevis will have kores? Yeah, chasam nami haksiv kol. Says the Gemara, fascinating thing. No, hahu mi boile l'rabbis es hanoshim. The kol in reference to ki kol eichel machmetzes v'nechus hanefesh ahim me'adas Yisrael, that is coming to be marbe noshim. It's coming to tell me that women are mechuyev kores if they eat chametz. Frag the Gemara, you need a pasuk to tell me that women are mechuyev kores if they eat chametz. What do you mean? Noshim midrav Yehuda amar Rav Nafka. We always learn all einshim, all as horis for women like men from Rav Yehuda amar Rav's din. The Amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, the chin tana de bei Rav Yishmael. Amar Akram, ish o isha ki yasu mikol chateisa adam. Why does it need to say isha isha? There it says, this is the place Hishva cause of ish leish lechol einshin shabbat Torah. Says Rashi, bottom line, mikan shanoshim chayovis al kol leis hasei shabbat Torah shari einshin malchus. So, frek the Gemara, I don't need the word kol to tell me that women are mechayovis kares if they chametz. That is a klal in kol Torah kula that we learn out from Rav Yehuda amar Rav's din. In which case, I have the word kol extra. In which case, kol should tell me not only is there a lav in tarevis chametz, but there should even be kares in tarevis chametz. Says the Gemara, fascinating thing. Itzrich, meaning there's a tzad to say that women are not machuiv kares if they eat chametz and pesach. And don't bring me a review to Marav. Don't bring me that. Why? Itzrich. Sal gadai duchamino. We have a hekesh. What does the pasuk say? So there's a hekesh between the iser chametz and the mitzvah achilas matzah. I would say kol sheyesh nebekum achol matzah, yesh nebebal techol chametz. Anyone who has a mitzvah to eat matzah is muzhar not to eat chametz. The haninashi hoyel v'lesneu v'kum achol matzah davri mitzvah yisman gerama eima b'bal techol chametz nami lesneu. An amazing avamina. Meaning, I would not know that women have an einish of kares if they eat chametz from the regular algemeine dinner review the marav hishva kas of yishev ish the whole engine shabbat. I wouldn't know it. I wouldn't know it. Why? Because there's an explicit hekesh between chametz and matzah. And if I would say at kama that you're muzhar to eat matzah, then you're muzhar in achilas chametz. And being that women don't have a mitzvah at this stage, women do not have a mitzvah of achilas matzah so far. So then they don't have it. They're not going to be muzharis in the kares of achilas chametz. Kum to pasuk kol, and kol tells me women are going to be mechuyev kares if they eat chametz. That is how the Gemara is justifying this. Now, Tesis is bothered. Let's think about this for a second. We have the Hekesh. The Hekesh tells me don't eat chametz, eat matzah. So we're saying, well, you know, it says don't eat chametz, eat matzah. So we're saying, well, I would say that if they have a mitzvah to eat matzah, then they're going to be mushares in the lav. Fact is, why don't you say fakert? Why are you dashing the hekesh lakula? Why don't you dash in the chumra? That pays the cash. Hey, Mallory. We know we have a cloud, lekula, lechumra, lechumra makshinin. You have a choice of being machma, being meko, in drashes. You should dash in lechumra. Vaymari, the salka daitach, the urchi, the kra, the seifa mefarish l'reisha. We would think that the seifa is really coming to explain and to elaborate and elucidate the Reisha. The Sefer Mefarish L'Reisha, Mishum Hachi Omar, the Vachilas Matzah, Toloi, the Chsiva B'Soif, and so on. Tosfos has other explanations as to why we would think this. But again, let's just keep the Cheshbon. Again, the Gemara is asking Akasha, according to Rebbe Eliezer, what is the source that there is a lav if you have chametz b'tareves? So we wanted to learn out from the fact that it says kol. Frag the Gemara, but it says kol machmetzes in reference to curries also. So to the extent that the nashim are mushares, that there's an is of chametz b'tareves, there should be a curries with chametz b'tareves. And now the Gemara says, no, that word kol, in the pasuk by curries, is coming to lafuke a havamina that women are not mechuyavos kareis if they eat chametz, because you might have thought to dash in the hekesh to tell me only if they're mechuyavos in achilas matzah are they mechuyavos in kareis. So mashma the word call to tell me don't dash in that way. Says the Gemara v'ash to this rabu lehu mi bebal techel chametz. So now that I know that they are included in the full whack and the full severity of the Isser of Achilles Chametz with Kareis, if so, now I know it's Rabbi Nami Achilles Matzah. Because at the end of the day, there is this Hekesh. There is this Hekesh between Chametz and Matzah. Now that I know that they are fully included in the Isser Chametz, now I know they're fully included in the Mitzvah of Matzah. Kidder Rebbe Elazar, Dam Rebbe Elazar, Nashim Chayavis, Bechidus Matzah, Devar Torah, based on this Hekesh. Shneim Alei Zeh Lav Chametz, Kol Sheyesh Nebaval Tzeh Lav Chametz, Yesh Nebachidus Matzah, Vani Nashi Nani Hoyo Vyesh Nebaval Tzeh Lav Chametz, Yesh Nan Bekum Achol Matzah. Good. So at this stage, if someone asks us, are women Muzhares in Achilas Chametz? Yes. Someone asks us, are women Muzhares in the Kari Shabbai? Yes. Someone asks, are women mechuyavos eat matzah midyaraisa? Yes. What if someone asks us if women are mechuyavos in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So that already is not so simple, because we are saying over here that the default setting is mitzvah seishas mangrom and nashim p'turis. Elamai is the hekish. We weren't quite sure which way to go. Are we going to say that pashtus, they're pturis from mitzvahs matzah, therefore they're pturis from the einish of kareis? Well, we said no. The word kol comes to tell me they're mushares and kareis, and now I'm going to have to dash and hekish the other way, to the extent that they're mushares and kareis, and all the isurim of chametz, they're included in the mitzvah of matzah. Aber ad kan li shamanu el legabe, it only tells me legabe chametz and matzah, chametz and matzah. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a new mitzvah. So who says they are mechuyavos in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? The emes says it's a big, big diun, a big shaila in the Rishonim and the Achronim, Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch, and others. Do we say that women are mechuyavos midyaraisa? Or maybe we'll say only midyarabanan, because of af hein hayu ba'isa hanes, types of cheshbainus. There are shitas which want to suggest that to the extent that we say about matzah, that women are obligated in matzah, what does it say? How does the Torah explain and portray matzah? Or was it lechem oini? And we say lechem she'oinin alav dvarim harbe. So maybe from there it's already nirmaz that is an integral part of mitzvah achilas matzah, which they're included in. And maybe from that, they should be included in midiraisa. Others say, are you going to tell me that if you don't have matzah, you have no mitzvahs and say sipitzis mitzrayim? We know that it's a separate mitzvah. Al kaponim, the very interesting deal based on this sugya, as to whether or not women are obligated in sipitzis mitzrayim midiraisa. Al kaponim, where are we holding at this stage? We are holding, we wanted to know, what is the source of Rebbe Eliezer? How does Rebbe Eliezer know that there is a lav for chametz b'tarevis? And we said we learn it from the word kol. From the word kol, says the Gemara like this: Umay chazis the high kol lirbuye nashim umachis eruvoi. Why did you want to say that the word kol is coming to be marbin nashim for chametz? And to exclude a ruvay, pirish chametz b'tarevis. Remember, again, keep that cheshbon. How do we know chametz b'tarevis? It says kol. In fact, the Gemara says kol by kares. No, kol by kares is telling you women. In fact, the Gemara, why? Maybe tell me kol is coming to tell me even chametz b'tarevis is kares. But why did you want to include women in kares and exclude chametz b'tarevis from kares? That's the one's kash. My houses that I call lirbuye nashim umafkes eruvay, and you want to be mamayit chametz b'tarevis. Efshefar keret ema lirbuye eruvay. Maybe say chametz b'tarevis. There's kares, and we'll exclude women from kares. Says God, I'll tell you why. Because mistabra in hilchas drashas, it's mistabra. Why? Koy ba'oichlin. Marba Eichlin. What did the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Ki kol Eichel machmetzes v'nichros ha'nefesh hi me'adas Yisrael. It's speaking about people who are eaten. It's speaking about individuals. So it makes sense that the word kol is coming to be marba, an individual. Koi ba Eichlin. It's discussing an Eichel, a person who is eating. Marba Eichlin. It's going to be marba, a woman who is eating. You want to tell me it's speaking about individuals who are eating, and it's going to be marbe, an item which is being consumed, and say that chametz b'tarevis is going to have karis? It's not logical. Fragdi Gemara, that's not true. We find that in other places. Maskevar of Nos, Navud of Huna. Kaleicha de koi ba'ichlin le marbe necholim. Is that true? That whenever you're in a situation where you're discussing individuals eating, you're not going to be marbe the necholim, the actual thing which is being consumed. Is that true? But Tanya, the Pasuk says, Ki kol eichel chelev min habehim asher yakriv. What does the Pasuk say? It says, in reference to karbonis, Ki kol eichel chelev min habehim asher yakriv. Meaning, if someone eats chelev from an animal, which could be makriv, as opposed to, let's say, a chaya, where there's no issa to eat its chelev, b'mena ish l'ashem, v'nichlas ha'nefesh ha'icheles mei ameho. That's what the Pasuk says. Says the Gemara, ein li ela chelev t'mimin, sh'roi li kariv. Okay, the Pasuk is speaking about karbonis. So I only know he fat of an animal, which is t'mimim, which is roi li kariv. Chelev bale mumin minayin, Talmud lemer, Mina behema, chelev chulin minayin, Talmud lemer ki kol, because anyone who eats this, so any one person who eats what, and we're marbe a type of animal, even though we're discussing people who are eating, from the word kol, we're marbe a type of animal, Talmud lemer ki kol, v'ha'cha dekoy v'eichlin. Become marbin and cholim, because the subject of the pasuk is a person who is eating, and nevertheless we're marbe a nechol, the animal itself. Says the Gemara, hasam de leka eichlin, marbin and cholim. There you have no choice. Meaning, who else are you going to include? I know women are obligated. There's no reason, because we already have reviewed Amarav's drasha, that hishva kos of ish leish lechol einshin shibatera. So there is no other person that the pasuk could come to include. So out of necessity, we move on to necholin. So something like a euchlin marben necholin, whereas hachat the ika euchlin leishavik lula euchlin Here, when there is another potential person that we could include, namely women, because we said that we don't know which way to go in the Hekesh. Don't eat chametz, eat matzah. So are we going to say that women don't have a mitzvah to eat matzah, therefore they don't have an isekaris? Or are we going to go the other way? So we use the word kol to tell me that women are going to be included. So A, the pasuk is speaking about eichlin, and we don't yet know that women are included. Therefore it's mistaber to say, kol eichlin, we're going to be marbe eichlin, and so on. Good. So that is all a discussion in the world of Rebbe Eliezer. So Bekitza, we proved, number one, we proved, we had a Tanya Kavasi de Rav Yehuda, that according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's more mistaber to say that Chametz B'Tarevis is Osir. And the fact that Chametz B'Tarevis is Osir does not mean Kol Shekein Chametz Noksha. No, does not mean that. We said, what is the Raya that Chametz B'Tarevis is Osir? Maybe it's only proper Chametz, which was Nischametz Me'elov. Maybe Chametz, which was Nischametz Ayded Avraacher, but who's to say a Tarevis Chametz, which is much more kal, is also included? That we brought a Raya from the word Kol. From the word Kol, and like Mars Kasha was, well, if it's as though if you're being married from the word Kol, it's as the word even the Gabi Karis, why don't you be Marbe Karis? Instead of use the word kol to tell me that women are having issakaris if they eat chametz and so on. Now, the last piece, the Gemara goes back to the Rabbanan of Rebbe Eliezer. So, you know, back to this braisa, which we kind of glossed over when we said four lines before the lines get wide. Rav Nachman Amar Rebbe Eliezer, he d'tanya al chametz dagen gomer anish kares al eruvay balav divir Rebbe Eliezer. And that's what we focused on. But the next line says, the Chachamim Eimrim al chametz dagen gomer granted anish kares al eruvay baliklum, but there's no iser on chametz v'tarevis. If you have this zeis mamitzri kutach habavli, there is no iser, there is no lav. So says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara, yeah, Rabbanan. The Leslahu Erev. The Rabbanan who hold that there is no iser of Chametz B'Tarevis. Rabbanan the Leslahu Erev, Kol Leidashi. So presumably, right, the reason why they don't hold of an iser of Chametz B'Tarevis, they don't dash in the word Kol. Unlike Rebbe Eliezer, who did dash in the word Kol, the Rabbanan don't dash in the word kol. So, frag the Gemara, whoa, so, let's go back and ask, how do we know that women are mechuyavos kares if they eat chametz b'pesach? After all, we have a hekesh, and at this stage, until I know that women are properly included in the iser, maybe I'll say to the extent they don't have a mitzvah to say to eat matzah, then there's not going to be an iser legabe the kares. And it's only because I learned that from the word kol, which told me that they are included in the Issa Chametz, and so on. But according to the Rabban and the Rebbe Eliezer, who don't dash in the word kol, if so, we go back to our original question, and we say, how do I know that there is kares according to the Rabban? That is the Gemara's kasha. So again, Rabban and the Leslu Eruv, kol leidarshi, ela nashim minalu. So where do we know that they are obligated according to the Rabbanan? So we say, kol leidarshi, ki kol darshi. Meaning the word kol by itself is not enough to make a drasha. But the pasuk actually says, ki kol. Ki kol, even the Rabbanan of Rebbe Eliezer will darshan. Ki kol darshi. Okay? In which case, that is going to be the source to tell me that Noshim are Muzharis and are Mechuyavis Kares if they eat Chametz of Pesach. So the Gemara, and the last, we'll just finish off, just we have a couple of minutes. So the Gemara says, V'Rebbe Eliezer. So once we're telling me that there's a potential drasha to be made, not only from the word kol, but from the word ki kol, so let's go ahead and reassess Rebbe Eliezer. V'Rabbi Eliezer, why don't we do like this? Ema kol l'rabbis es anoshim. Good. Ki kol l'rabbis es eruvai, to tell me that there's going to be kares on chametz b'taravis. Why don't we do that? Because we've got another word at our disposal now to teach me that there's going to be a kares for taravis. V'chiteima ki kol revelez leitarish. Maybe he'll tell me he doesn't find anything particularly noteworthy in the additional word ki. It's not true. Matanya. It says, ar bal taktiru. One is not allowed to be maktir al gabi mizbeach sa'ar. Right? What does the pasuk say? It says, kol sar v'chol dvash le saktir mimene ish l'ashem. So don't be maktir sa'ar. Ein li ela kula, if the whole mincha has sa'ar. Isar miktsasimin, and what if only a small portion of it, like a hatzi zayis, has it? How do you know that's aser? Tamad lemer kol eruvay. What if it's sar b'taravis minayin? Tamad lemer ki kol. Haha, it says ki kol. Says the man shamusli the darsh kol. Which tana? The tana darsh is the word kol. It's Rebbe Eliezer, and nevertheless the kadarish ki kol. We see that he dashens not only the word kol, but he even dashens ki kol. So just like he dashens the word ki kol over there, so too perhaps he should dashen the word ki kol over here to tell me not only are noshim uzhares and kares, but even chametz b'taravis, there's going to be an isakares. So the Gemara blight by Akasha that we talk, we don't know, according to this, to the extent that we're saying we dashen the word kol, we should dash in kikol, and the Gemara leaves this as a kasha. Okay.